Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. The market remains at a crossroads today, with Bitcoin trading near $109,480, Ethereum steady around $4,010, and robust blockchain activity urging investors to brace for volatility. US inflation data, new tariffs, and shifting options markets are fueling uncertainty as traders prepare for potential price retests. Institutional players are reshaping their crypto portfolios. BlackRock recently raised its Bitcoin exposure through its Global Allocation Fund, while Vanguard, known for its cautious approach, is now exploring third-party crypto ETFs following significant inflows seen in competitive funds. Meanwhile, discussions continue around a massive funding round for Tether, with SoftBank and ARK Invest in early talks to inject billions, which could elevate Tether's market influence if the round lands successfully. Blockchain network developments also remain a strong focus. Ethereum is set to boost its gas limit to 60 million units in the forthcoming Fusaka upgrade. This follows previous gas increases and promises to enhance both Layer 1 and Layer 2 efficiency. In parallel, Swift is piloting a transition to blockchain-based interbank messaging using an Ethereum Layer 2 solution, Linear, moving traditional finance a step closer to digital asset integration. Market sentiment is markedly risk-off today. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index has slipped to 28 as cautious traders await further US inflation insights and digest new tariff announcements from President Trump. A near $1 billion liquidation in futures contracts underscores the nervous mood, with many betting that Bitcoin may test $105,000 before any sustained rally emerges. Not all news is negative, however. Hyperliquid's HYPE token managed to defy the broader downturn by surging over 9%, and Plasma Networks continue to attract strong user activity despite recent pricing errors that led exchanges like Aster to refund affected users. Moreover, with $18 billion worth of Bitcoin options nearing expiry, additional volatility could be on the horizon. On the fraud and regulatory front, authorities are tightening the screws. A Tennessee couple has been hit with penalties exceeding $6 million for a fraudulent crypto investment scheme, and security firms warn of sophisticated pig butchering scams laundering billions through crypto wallets. Russian-linked entities are also under scrutiny for channeling funds via USDT to skirt sanctions, emphasizing the growing regulatory challenges. It almost feels like the arcade era of the 80s, where every coin inserted brought a mix of excitement and uncertainty, mirroring today's rollercoaster in the crypto markets. Overall, while macroeconomic pressures and regulatory actions cast a shadow, institutional support and key network upgrades hint at long-term potential. Traders, analysts, and crypto enthusiasts alike are watching these pivotal developments closely as the crypto landscape continues to evolve. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.